All right, now good evening to you guys. We'll be to join. Know if you guys are great. It's such an honor to be with you guys. All right, now everybody's up in arms. All right, now saying frame and love. Right, now big fat bitch rolling Martin start crowd to scream and talk about frame. All right, now because you know about that stock. Right, the United States had a full understand. I had the benefit of races. Look at me so much so. They start calling the Klan and got caught internationally, and they made me homeless for 10 months last year because I'm not a criminal. All right, you faggots can kiss my whole ass, and you can keep kissing it. Now, mind you, I dealt with that for 2 straight years. Me sleeping out on the streets, and you filming it. That's not pretending. You got the footage because I'm not a criminal, right? You can kiss my whole ass, you fucking faggots, right? And I mean it, right? Check this out. All right, now, that's the Lord. Right, now, the United States has a full understanding. All right, now, but Shrek better beware, right? Shrek better beware. Oh, ugly Kendra, she better beware. They said they want to get this bitch and her whole family and shake them down. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's for the Lord. All right, no, that's my humble opinion. I have to put it as saying it's my opinion. Okay. But they said they want to go after Shrek's whole family because they want to know where every piece of money is all across the whole globe who work with Shrek to steal, right? So they want to shake this bitch down. They want to all hands on deck this whore because, like I said, I don't nothing to do with the United States. I'm not helping. I'm not touching it. Does that make sense? All right, now, I've had racists do some of the most awful stuff. Did you see the 10 months of homelessness? Did you see they kept saying walls and halls? Did you see they called the Klan even before the election? They got busted, right? Does that make sense? Did you see I got settled to sleep the street, sleeping up and down? They film me walking up and down the streets 10 o'clock at nighttime, completely homeless, with nowhere to go. Did you see how they pulled everybody off the phone? They looked at me tens of thousands of times saying I'm not a criminal. Did you see all the stuff they did to me because I'm not a criminal, because they could not come after me because I'm not a criminal? The most racist, awfulest folks looked at my ass for 3 whole years. What's up? You stupid asses, right? All right, now, that's what you punks are on the hook for that fraud. Does that make sense? Right now, everybody across planet Earth knows that I did not issue stock. What the United States said? The United States said halls and walls, and they would not stop lying. The United States lynched me. The United States made me homeless because I would not issue stock, and I would not sign my signature because I did not volunteer. The United States knew full well that I own 100% of my own money. What you're saying in that account is 100%. The United States understood that I own 100% of my money, right? What the United States did was really stupid. United States, okay, I want the whole world to see how fucked up the United States is. All right, now, Biden just got caught at an international level the week before the election trying to frame me and call him the Klan because he had the best attorneys and investigators look at me for 3 years and I'm not criminal. They just looked at me again 2 days ago and I'm not criminal, right? All right, you see the Trump is innocent down there? That's what they mean. They got more experts coming look and they said, no, does that make sense, right? Until the fact they were saying, look, twist something up, and then they couldn't, they start calling the Klan. What's up, right? What's up, right? In front of the whole world, they did this, right? Nasty asses. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Yo, the last 3 years, they have not been the easiest, but it put on display what I've dealt with, and they cut me no breaks. Does that make sense? They spared nothing to the fact they tried to twist up anything, everything about me, to the fact that I'm no criminal, right? Okay, what are you going to do about your money? United States had a full understanding. I did not issue the stock. What did the United States keep getting up telling the whole world about howls and wows and being racist that didn't exist? What the United States have, and they asked the United States why they made me homeless, and Biden basically getting me kicked out of my house. Does that mean since they tried to lie, it was a money issue, and I put phone calls up where they took everybody off the phone and dried up my work and chased me between 3 jobs? They stole my rent money. Does that make sense? Right now, they kept trying to make me homeless. I write no deaths to the Lord. I write no because I'm not a criminal. They start torturing me, doing war crimes against me. They start calling other countries to try to steal from me. Do you notice that? They call Russia. They call France. They call, Canada and Germany and other countries to steal from me because I am not a criminal. Does that make sense? Right now, they got every racist on the phone with them. Biden even invited Elon Musk in. His old baby murdering killer racist self. And right now, this racist that is a baby murdering killer racist tried to frame me. This baby murdering Nazi racist tried to do all men are evil against me. This baby murdering killer Nazi racist and his baby murdering his murdering crackhead Nazi Hitler sign tried to do everything they could to frame me, even though I'm not a criminal. But they in the broad ass daylight, you know, doing all men are evil against people, and they are complete criminals and scum and fucking war criminals. What's up, right? Okay, all right, now as the United States got told today to take their money back to the counterfeiters, right? You know what that means, right? Does that mean since it means the, these shitholes on Wall Street, right? Because that's what wound up happening. Wall Street just committed the biggest fraud in U.S. history. Wall Street committed this fraud. Wall Street was told that they would be able to frame me by the faggot racist in the White House, this baby murdering Nazi Hitler killer in the White House that is a criminal that tried to frame to be a criminal. I'm not a criminal though, but he is the actual criminal. Right now, a goddamn pedophile, baby murdering racist killer, Hitler Nazi, right? And his crackhead killer murdering son, right? He is a criminal. I know I don't feel bad to say that, to the fact they looked at my ass over and over again. They spared no expense, they spared no talent, and they brought people in from the outside and from other branches of government to look at me too, and then they looked at me too with no criminality because I'm not a fucking criminal, right? You can have back a U.S. citizenship. I am not giving your asses any money. What's up? That's how much you looked at me, right? I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. Even at the international level, Yass has got busted trying to frame me. What they tell about it. He said nigger on the phone so many times, it made the Klan bust. What did the international people say? What did the people at the top say? When buddy was found to be calling me nigger so many times, I write no saying, frame me and hang this nigger and just get rid of this nigger. I hate this nigger. And they said they planted people. The Klan here said they planted people. The Klan here said they infiltrated and they planted people here. And then the feds bust him. I write no, internationally they bust him. They're saying he planted Klan here. He planted Ku Klux Klan, KKK racists here. Said he planted people because I'm not a criminal. What's up, right? Three times he got caught. Stupid asses. Okay. The United States got told today, right? The United States got told today they have to go see the counterfeiters. Okay, you had some clowns on Wall Street, right? I thank God for the Lord's integrity, his goodness, his righteousness. I thank the people at the top for their integrity. I want to say thank you. I don't have to put into words what I went through with the United States. Well, I'm going to put it into words now, what I went through with the United States. Does that make sense right now? The United States treated me so horribly and so poorly. The United States saw 100% of my own money, but they were, the United States saw 100% of my own money. The United States was so, the racists in the United States, the racist, this racist country, the United States, were so comfortable they could steal from me. They start printing up fraud stocks. They start printing up counterfeit stocks. United States and the racists in it were so delusional, but, you know, because, I mean, but Jesus, I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Father God, Jehovah. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Holy Spirit that did not allow them to frame. The United States did get told they can't frame, right? So they can't twist anything. They can't frame, right? The United States did get told this, right? That they cannot frame, right? What's up? After the international, even the experts internationally looked at me and said, no, you cannot frame her. What's up? And that's by Jesus' voice, right? Check this out. I mean, that's how fucked up the United States is, right? But this is what the United States did. The United States had all confidence, so right now, you know, they lied to themselves, thank God for Jesus. The United States had all confidence they could steal all my money. The United States had so much confidence they could frame me and lie me. They lynched me. They embarrassed me. They're trying to kill me by putting me on the streets. I mean, who can dispute that at this point? The United States started issuing fraud stocks. They started issuing counterfeit stocks. Wall Street. United States made up counterfeit stocks. The U.S. government made up counterfeit stocks. That's who issued the stocks. The U.S. government made up counterfeit stocks. Okay, so the U.S. government was, you know, really admitting to trying to frame me. The U.S. government was admitting trying to get the Klan to come against me because Biden is operating at the U.S. government. Everybody was like corrupt, you know. Because like they told Biden, said, no, this girl is not a criminal. Does that mean since they got irrefutable proof? I am no criminal. Does that make sense right now? What's up, right? So the United States had thought they had confidence in trying to frame me. Does that make sense right now? But Shrek better beware. This ugly whore Kendra that tried to make up all those lies, they better beware. She stole all this money and said they ain't trying to hear nothing she's saying. They're going to shake her down. If she lied to them, they said they're going to lock her up in her whole family, right? She stole all that money. See, I'm not going to deal with them. I want to extract any fraud on the U.S. territory. No, I'm like, okay, they're going to go shake Shrek down. This girl Kendra, stole all that money. They ain't trying to hear no excuses about where it's at. What's up, right? What's up? All right, now, that's what, I mean, clearly, damn, they really don't trust Kendra. Oh, ugly Shrek, they really don't trust, we're 140 days in. Kendra Shrek can be on the phone with anybody her heart desires. Anybody her ugly face desires. Oh, gross, disgusting, she can be on the phone, but she ain't got on the phone in 140 days. She keeps saying, all these men said this stuff. I told you not to whisper about me. Get your ugly lying stuff on the phone. Anybody your ugly, mad, jealous face desires, you can be on the phone. Anybody your ugly, mad, stalky face desires, you can talk to. We are 140 days in. I told you to stop whispering about me. I told you to ask people direct questions about me. Ask direct questions about me. Get on the phone with these dudes. There are no dudes because I haven't touched anybody. What's up? 140 days in, right? Stupid ass, right? All right, now, that's what. Check this out. The United States, right now, had a full understanding, all right, the United States government, all right, now, the Nazi killer racist, all right, now, Biden, all right, now, told the, all right, now, this racist old man that lynched me, that tried to frame me, all right, now, even William saying, brother Kate, watch the stream, I'll be being homeless on the streets. So I'm not faking being homeless, I'm not faking being welcome anywhere, I'm not faking sleeping in the back of a car. They feeling that these shithole racists is sent to the whole world. These racists got caught drawing up my work, they got caught stealing my rent money, they got caught chasing me between three jobs, they got caught, right, okay. William said that Brother Kate was looking at me sleeping in the back of the car, said he was laughing to the top of his lungs. They feel me being homeless so nobody can say it's pretend. They feel me being lynched. They feel them doing torture and war criminal acts against me because they did not have my signature and I did not give them Ripple and I did not issue stock. What's up? So the United States had a full understanding they were buying counterfeits, right? You have a lot of racists and shitholes like Roland Martin and punks like T.D. Jakes and Obama that are completely bankrupt. Right now, okay, the counterfeit stock is worth zero. Okay, again I say, United States lynched me. I slept in the back of a car. I didn't voluntarily give the ripple. I was homeless last year. I was homeless, 10 months last year. People talk shit about me. I was not welcome places. Does that mean since people treated me like trash? They called me names. They stepped on me. They humiliated me. They embarrassed me. Even in the hotels that could not afford, they kept drying up all my work. I got receipts showing up like it took you a year and 4 months to get back to me. I posted up here tonight. I'm going to find it in my emails. I saved it. I write them like it took you a year and 4 months to get back to me. Talk about they had a backlog because they're participating with Biden. I write no crimes. Then there's another one. They're pulling everybody off the phone. I got all these receipts. I saved everything because you have a racist lying problem in this country. You have shitholes like Obama and faggot Roland Martin. I write no. Does that mean since who have spent their lives sucking Tom, but it's up to no benefit to them? Okay. They trusted these racists printing up pretend counterfeit stock. They trusted these racists. All right, no, it's kind of late here. You know, let me talk. No, let me not talk so loud. All right, no, they trusted these racists print up pretend counterfeit stock. They trust these racists. All right, now to print up pretend counterfeit stock. They trusted these racists, right? To the fact that this racist Nazi Hitler baby murdering Jewish hating Klan in the White House that committed the worst attack since the Holocaust. This is the same racist that called, looking at me tens of thousands of times, even got told he could not frame me and they could not frame me because even the international folks looked at me and said, no, I'm not a criminal. Even the United States with the racism and the prejudice, so clearly they had everything to gain from framing me, but still I'm not a criminal, so they got told they couldn't frame me. What's up, my Jesus goodness, right? See, I'm not trying to hear y'all. I dealt with real homelessness last year. I dealt with people talking shit about me. I dealt with people calling me stupid, even when I was working DoorDash. I dealt with people laughing at me, calling me dumb. I dealt with these racists taking everybody out the phone, you know, and I'm sleeping outside in the car. You calling places, people don't want you over there. They won't let you over there. They don't even answer the phone because, you know, you homeless. And, you know, well, I can be as nasty to you as I want to, and it don't make me any difference because they thought I'd never rise up again. They thought I would always be homeless. They thought, I mean, you know, this, that means it's this fake-ass family. Okay, I was homeless last year. I slept outside in the car twice. I got wet in the rain. The stat means it's had to dry my shoes. You got the goddamn footage. Go back through it. Sleeping in the back of a car, being treated like complete shit. 10 months in, these racists didn't say they were torturing me. They didn't say they committed criminal acts against me. They didn't say they were starving me and they dried up all my money. They didn't say they raided my hotel rooms. They raided my house trying to steal my formula. They didn't say that they were doing all this evil to me. Why did we issue on that, this fraud stuff? Okay, so everybody that bought this counterfeit stock saw me be homeless. I'm going to put this blunt out, right, because I'm not giving you no percentage of my 100%. I'm going to make this flat out. You're going to get it. I don't care if you don't get it. All right, now you saw me be homeless. You saw, all right, now the 100% that's there, it is mine. I'm not giving it to the United States. You are on the hook for that fraud like they told you to take your asses back to Wall Street and those counterfeiters. You better tell those assholes to give you money back. I thank the Lord Jesus for his integrity. I thank the Lord Jesus for covering me. I thank the people at the top for their integrity. I want to say thank you. What's up? The whole world knows I didn't issue that stock. You feel me being homeless. All these faggots that bought that stock knew I was homeless. All these punks bought that stock knew that this racist old man was lynching me. All these punks that bought that stock knew that this racist old man had gotten me kicked out of my house for 10 months. They tortured me. All these racist punks that bought that stock, now they called different countries this year trying to steal from me. They told them no. By Jesus' voice, they told them no. All right, now that's what all these punks that bought that stock, all right, now that's what Lord, all right, now had an understanding that this racist old man, all right, now his crackhead son and shitholes like Pritzker and McCartney and McConnell and all them, they had a clear understanding that torture was taking place. Does that make sense? All right, now how Biden, did all that evil against me. They legalized that torture. They legalized that humiliation. They didn't do anything to him. They didn't do shit to him. This man tortured me. He uncommitted war criminal acts against me. He kept trying to put me on the streets because he was trying to kill me. Let's be all the way blind about it. He was saying, hang this nigga, get rid of this nigga. Okay. He admitted to you, he wanted me gone. What do you think he was trying to do? He got caught saying this stuff verbatim. What's up, right? He called the Klan 3 times. Everybody had, and they kept issuing out this fraud stuff. They kept issuing out this counterfeit stuff. As these racists and these shithole faggots were saying, Halls and Walls, they kept printing out this counterfeit stuff. Wall Street had lost his fucking mind talking about Nevada. Okay, you better take your clown asses to Apple and Nevada. You better get back your money. That do not say Ripple, it is counterfeit, right? See, based on you trying to dodge Ripple and try to lie that I don't exist and Ripple don't exist, you're stupid asses. You got counterfeits, you're bankrupt this moment, you're bankrupt this second, right now you are bankrupt. They did tell you that, right? You're bankrupt. See, Warren Buffett, he peaked this right now about 2 or 3 months ago. He starts dumping that shit out. Like, oh my God, no, this is counterfeit. He got to get rid of it because it's not from the actual person. You see, in the 100% attack, you see, in my 100% attack, you have no dealings, you have no hand in my 100%. I am not signing up my money to you, to the fact that the United States tried to frame me. Does that mean it's against to blackmail me, to sign my signature so they can steal all my money? What do you call it? Every criminal, racist thing these shit hosts could do against me, they tried to do. Even put me on the street so bad he could try to kill me. What's up? He even planted Klan. He called the Klan here. He planted them here. He planted them in place to the fact they busted them. They said they arrested two of them. Does that make sense right now? That's what happened. They busted them. They planted Klan here. They planted the Ku Klux Klan here. They planted Klan members here saying, okay, we're going to get rid of this nigger. They got their Klan relatives, their Klan moms, their Klan dads to wow me. They got their Klan nieces and nephews to wow me. They got their Klan mothers and fathers to wow me. They're going to make it seem like, you know, they had not talked to me. They had not said anything to me. They ain't came my way. But they planted Klan in place. So right now, that's for the Lord. All right, now they start scamming, right? What's up? And they got caught doing this. They got busted. They threw his old clown ass out of office right after this. What's up? The United States had a full understanding that I did not issue that counterfeit stock. I just explained as to how. They said Halls and Wells, they got caught with the Klan, you know, planning Klan in place. Right now, they had not said anything to me, said, you know, they'll make sure I go down. They'll make sure, you know, something come out this way. I'm not a criminal. So they start planting people. I'm not a criminal. So they start telling the Klan to get in place so they can plant lies. I'm not a criminal. They said they're going to plant lies through the Klan. I'm not a criminal. So they did all this through the Klan with acknowledgement. They call very racist people like Biden start murdering children. He's so racist and killing people in Israel. He's so racist. He lynched me for 10 months. He didn't flinch. He started torturing me and trying to put me on the streets over and over again so he could kill me too. Right now, because he's so racist, right? All right, now this is the shit bag in this old racist ass country that called the Ku Klux Klan and planted them in place. What's up? See, I'm no criminal. To bet that Biden got caught calling the Klan to do all that. What's up? People saw me be homeless, but they still kept buying this fraud stock. People heard me say, do not buy it because I'm not going to shoot it up. They kept buying this fraud stock. What's up? Oh, we're going to go into detail. What's up? People saw these folks lynch me. They dropped my work. I bounced from place to place. People talk shit about me saying I'm not welcome places. And, you know, I had nowhere to go. I had no money. They hit my passport for 60 days. I was trying to leave out the country because, mind you, I was homeless. All right, you got filming me crying outside in the rain, selling my car because this racist would not stop torturing me, doing more criminal acts, drawing up my money. He would not stop being racist. I sold that car. I was going to Mexico. I had gotten tired. Like, you finna deal with these stupid-ass racists. Do all men are evil because they had a clear understanding. I didn't sign anything. They had a clear understanding. They bought counterfeits. They were trying to everything they power to back up that counterfeit. They're trying everything they power to back up that counterfeit fraud stuff. They're trying to humiliate me and embarrass me. The 76, they were trying to like do war criminal acts against me. They're trying to blackmail me into getting my signature by framing me. Does that make sense? What's up? The United States of America and every fool in it had a full understanding that Wall Street was selling counterfeit stocks. They had a full understanding that, you know, the United States had a full understanding they were making me homeless. They had a full understanding they told the whole world that they lied about wiles that didn't exist. Ask the black man, Joe Scarborough. Does that make sense? They mocking him on the news saying, okay, you know, they want us to say that, you know, it's white and it's black. They mocking him. He black. Okay, Joe Scarborough's own parent is black. Joe Scarborough's grandparent, his own grandparent has a black parent, has a completely black parent. His own great-grandparent is black. His own grandparent's parent is black. That would make his parent black. He a black man. You know, he wants to use his rank in the Freemasons to try to intimidate people to keep lying. He white, he's so stupid. You notice how America treat people like such you notice how America treat black people so bad that you have a black man that pretended to be white for 61 years. He's saying, okay, you can do anything to him. Just don't say he black. Because America has treated black people that bad. America has treated black people that horrible. America's willing to frame black people. America's willing to lie on black people. America's been, people of color. To the fact they got over and over, I mean, even the fake-ass shithole preachers here, these assholes ain't preachers, they gonna burn their asses in hell. They better get Jesus. Got caught calling the Klan with Biden a week before the election. They busted their asses, right? What's up? And they got their asses again. No criminal. I'm not giving you any money. I promise you. Just as sure as Jesus lives, that's the Lord. Jesus, the Lord, to stand with me. I'm not giving you anything. Do you see the 100% that's in that account? I do not get 30% of my own money. That's a lie. I get 100% of my own money. The United States had made up in his mind it will lynch me. And mind you, it was not 30% they shithole asses. They were trying to steal everything. Do you get that? They racist asses start trying to frame me. They tried to lynch me. They humiliated me. They embarrassed me. Even William said, Brother Kate saw me sleeping in the back of a car homeless, you know, laughing and giggling, thinking it was funny. As Biden said, I'm breaking this black bitch. We got this black bitch. I got this black nigger. Does that make sense? Said Brother Kate was laughing to the top of his lungs, saying I'm homeless and look, I'm stupid. What's up? You filmed me being homeless that you caused and sent it to the whole world. And you kept filming, but you didn't speak up about, you know, calling me niggers. You kept filming, but you didn't speak up about drying up my work. You kept filming. I get their prayer calls, their extensions. I even got, there's a call with the supervisor. I'm saying, okay, ma'am, I'm trying to work all day, but nobody's on the phone. There's a Shakespeare call. There are all sorts of calls. Nobody is ever on the phone. I call prayer calls. I'm like, okay, there's a prayer call verbatim. Well, I'm calling right now the prayer line. The Stat Me Sister Richard Roberts prayer line. I'm like, okay, these folks are not letting me work. These folks are not letting me work. And right now, that's for the Lord. It was Biden doing that shit. I'm like, okay, these folks are trying to get me kicked out of my house. I realized it was a sabotage. That was in February. After me going through that for over a month and some days, I'm like, no, this is deliberate. I'm afraid. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to be homeless. I'm afraid. I was telling the prayer partner, she prayed with me because I was scared. You know, does that make sense right now? Rightfully so. You have a prayer call with me understanding these folks who like literally drawing up my work and they chased me to three separate jobs on purpose. You got prayer calls where I understood what they were doing. So in fact, I called it out. And with no compassion, they kept lynching me. What's up? For 10 months, I dealt with homelessness. For 10 months, I dealt with being lynched. For 10 months, I dealt with being mistreated. For 10 months, the United States, weaponized the U.S. presidency against me. They do torturing criminal acts against me so they can, you know, coerce my signature. Does that mean since they can steal all my money? The U.S. presidency, the U.S. government, what's up? You had these faggot-ass men seeing everything that I was going through, and they kept buying all that fraud stock. What's up? They had a realization that the stock was counterfeit. They had a realization that the stock was not issued by me. They lied halls and walls being so racist and evil. These old faggots of black, white, who are all different colors. You know, that's what they're trying to steal. Does that make sense? Right now, went right along with it. You know, that's what crappy, shitty people. They had an understanding that they were buying counterfeit stock. They knew they were buying counterfeit stock. They had an understanding they were buying counterfeit stock. They had an understanding it was counterfeit. They understood it was counterfeit. They have no way to lie that they didn't know it was counterfeit. They put their trust in the United States government and, the Nazi killer baby murdering racist in it, Joe Biden, right now, and his old crackhead killer murdering son being able to lie on me. They had confidence they'll be able to frame me. I thank God for Jesus. They couldn't. They can't, right? They had confidence that they could frame me. They had confidence that they could twist something about me. They had confidence that they can lie on me. They had confidence. They called the Klan. They planted people with the Klan. They called the Klan. They said, plant this person. They said they had a whole big-ass thing of Klan. Does that make sense? They said they had, like, families of Klan in place that would lie. They had families of Klan in place that would sit there and just lie on me. They had families of Klan in place that would lie on me, and no matter what, they would lie. They had families of Klan in place that were willing to come in and lie. They had to plant people to lie. They planted people to lie. After looking at me for 3 years with this type of racism, they planted people to lie on me because I'm not a criminal. They planted people to lie. They had not spoken to me. They had not said anything to me. They planted people to lie on me. What's up? The United States had a full understanding they bought counterfeit stock, is my point. The faggots that bought in the United States, they had a full understanding they bought counterfeit stock. They knew when they bought it, it was counterfeit. They put all their confidence that the racists would be able to destroy me and my life so they could profit from it. I had to endure being homeless. I had to endure these shitholes trying to frame me. I had to endure them trying to kill me. They kept putting me on the streets. I had to endure them drying up my money. I almost got stuck overseas. I had no money at all. And they kept being nasty and racist. I had to endure them torturing me for 10 straight months. They never spoke up. They never bothered to speak up. They heard the prayer calls. They didn't speak up. They saw me switch jobs three separate times. They didn't speak up. They saw me sleep outside on the streets. They didn't speak up. They saw this shithole family talk shit about me. These fake ass folks want nothing else to do with them. They didn't speak up. I'm calling places sleeping on the back of the car so I wouldn't be homeless overnight. They wouldn't even answer the phone. The step says to help me, they wouldn't speak up. What's up? Oh, ugly ass trying to even made up lies about me trying to suck William's dick, an ugly man looking ass. Oh, nothing to do with that ugly bitch. And right now, that's for the Lord. And right now, an old man looking scared, right? Wouldn't even answer the phone. You figure I'm homeless, I'm at the bottom, so they have nothing to gain from me anyway. So their true colors came out of lying on me and treating me like shit, didn't help me, didn't try to help me. Does that make sense? Right? The United States government did this to me. The United States president, everybody in the government is not bad. But that Nazi killer murdering racist, you know what he is. So the fact they took him out of office when they caught his ass doing this. What's up? You had a full understanding of you buying counterfeit stock. You had a full understanding what you bought is counterfeit. Like they told your asses, you better go take it back to Wall Street. And I'm telling you too. The 100% you see intact, that's my money. I do not take it, cut off my own money. I'm taking the whole 100%. You had the understanding that you were buying counterfeit. You had the understanding these folks lynching me. You had the understanding that these folks, all right, no, tried to frame me. You had the understanding these folks drowned up my work. They even tried to make me homeless this year. I did not work for 5 straight months because they were trying to get me kicked out of here so I could be homeless, so they could try to, like, basically, you know, steal my signature again. What do you think they were trying to do? They drowned up my work all year long this year. For 5 months, I did not work. They were trying to get me kicked out of here, but by God's grace and mercy, I did not get kicked out of here. I thank God for Jesus, right? As they kept trying to drop my work, they kept trying to, I tried to work for 5 months. They kept drowning up my work. What's up? They lynched me this year and last year, right? What's up? To every punk that bought that stock in the United States, without dispute, without question, you had a full understanding you were buying counterfeit stocks. And you were lying, you were putting your heart, your soul into the racist, being able to frame me and destroy my life to steal the, make good on your fraud purchase, right? Okay. You bought counterfeit stocks, and you normally bought counterfeit stocks. You had an understanding you were buying counterfeit stocks. All right, now it's not that anybody profited off the stocks. Let me explain as to what happened. You had people buying all this counterfeit stock, you know, sure enough, they can steal it. Don't worry, they're going to be able to steal it. They're going to be able to steal my money. By Jesus' goodness, the Lord made a liar out of them. They can't steal anything from me. They got caught trying to frame me internationally. They can't steal the frame me. Internationally, they got busted. Even in the United States, got busted by the federal government. I mean, even the best lawyers and investigators in the nation, plus internationally, they looked at it and they said, no, all right, no, not a criminal. You busted, right? But they kept buying this stock, all right? Now, it's not that nobody profited from me, and I still have 100%. Other people were selling their counterfeits, getting rid of it, and then other people picked up their counterfeits. So you did see a bunch of dividends change hands, and people did profit, but it's only because they sold it to other fools that were willing to buy that counterfeit shit and try to hold it. It's counterfeit. I just explained everything I went through. People, I mean, Walls and Halls, every faggot in that group heard Walls and Halls. Every single last one of them heard they didn't talk to me. Every single last one of them got confirmation that I did not issue the stock. Every single last one of them talked about Walls and Halls. They kept lying. Ex-black man Joe Scarborough, African-American man Joe Scarborough, about Halls and Walls that don't exist as he put his female relatives into the Freemasons. I'm not a Satan worshiper. I won't shit do it, that bullshit. You better God, they're going to burn in hell for being a Freemason. The Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit poured his money out to me clean. I didn't lynch anybody. I didn't frame anybody. I didn't harm anybody. I didn't lie on anybody. I didn't bear false witness on nobody. The Lord gave this money to me clean, earned fair and square. What's up? Blessings with no sorrow. You can't steal it. It's 100% intact. You left with worthless fraud. I'm not sure enough to fraud. You said hounds and wilds. You told the whole world this, right? When America got repudiated for its racism, when America got repudiated for its cruelty and its callousness internationally, they have been dragging America for a while with how they've been treating me. You kept saying hows and wows, which means that you have a clear understanding you issued counterfeit stock. You acknowledge you did not talk to me and you issued counterfeit stock. You acknowledge that I had not agreed to anything, you issued counterfeit stock. You acknowledge that I did not agree to give you a portion of my money, you issued counterfeit stock. You kept saying wiles and howls, you kept trying to lie that I did not exist. Even though down to Musty being the richest person, which is a complete joke, but okay. They dragged, it's his ass and these delusional racists in the United States to bones. They dragged their asses to bones. They laughed in the scorn. You told the whole world howls and wiles. You told the whole world, don't pay attention to me because I don't exist, and the Lord made a liar out of you assholes. You told the whole world, Nevada, okay, Nevada is worthless, it's rippled, dumbasses. As you're counterfeiting and you're left with zeros, you're seeing this. All right, at this moment, everybody that's holding that counterfeit stock is bankrupt. If you spent all your money, that is, excuse me, you're bankrupt. You had a clear understanding based on you trying to frame and steal from me and blackmail me to get my signature by framing me. You had a clear understanding that that was your game plan to steal all my money. You had an understanding that what you were doing was counterfeiting. Right? As you starved me, humiliate me, embarrassed me, raided my hotels, my car, raided every place I stayed, as you did all manner of evil against me, tried to twist up my words, and tried to frame me, does that make sense? As you did everything against me, does that make sense? You sat here and you watched me for 3 years because I'm not a criminal, sitting by on standby, trying to twist up anything I say, trying to twist up anything I say, kept going back over here. That's why you kept sitting here. Because I'm not a criminal, you looked at everything about me, hoping that I could be watching TV or something, you could twist something up. You're so shitty, you're racist, you gotta do all that, you know I'm not a criminal, right? What's up? As you sat here and lynched me and made me homeless, even Brother Kate, William said, Kate saw me sleeping in the back of a car, was left to top his lungs. Buddy called me black bitch, said I'm going to break this black nigger. We got this black nigger. I got this black nigger kicked outside. You gave me DNA test saying I'm a nigger and I can be royal. Right? Gave me AIDS test too, right? What does an AIDS test have to do with eating my money and being royal? But they still gave me an AIDS test, right? You know, they gave me AIDS test dozens of times. Oh, shit. You know, all right, no, that's what. Completely flawless. I have no diseases, no AIDS, no nothing, right? I haven't touched anybody. You know, you got your own racist blood test to confirm that. Brother Kate did blow an ass, got this AIDS test too to confirm that, right? You sent Halls and Walls to planet Earth, being racist and nasty, to mask up your racism, to mask up your cruelty, to justify your cruelty and your racism. People have an acknowledgement you did not talk to me. Right? With acknowledgement you did not consult me, figuring so racist you didn't have to. You could just frame me and steal everything from me. You can just lie me and steal everything from me. You could just lynch me and try to kill me and steal everything from me. I mean, that was your game because you kept doing it for 2 years. Last year I was homeless for 10 months. This year, you call all sorts of countries, kept drawing up my work, trying to make me homeless again. What's up? You had a clear understanding you were buying counterfeit stock. Remember, again, you told Planet Earth Walls and Halls you don't have to talk to me. Remember, again, you told Planet Earth that I didn't matter and I'm nobody. Remember, again, that's what Biden said, nothing and nobody, you know, said, you know, fuck this nigger, you know, make some fake stock up and issue it through Wall Street. But my money is 100% intact because I didn't agree to it. My money is 100% intact because you said Halls and Walls being racist and nasty, and you go bigger jackasses like Obama kept trying to keep that going because this faggot ass wanted to steal too. So, okay, black and white and different colored people, you had a clear understanding you were buying counterfeit stocks, right? You had a clear understanding you were disenfranchising me. You were trying to, thank God for Jesus, you couldn't. You had a clear understanding you were mistreating me. You had a clear understanding you were trying to cheat me. You had a clear understanding you were trying to rob me. You had a clear understanding you were trying to twist up mom. You know, does that make sense right now? Anything about me to blackmail me, to force my signature? I'm not going to sign anything, I promise you. I'm not give you any money. You have a clear understanding of the cruelness and the callousness and the racism you did against me. You have a clear understanding of how bad you lynched me and how you treated me like shit. You have a clear understanding to the fact that to justify your racism, you got dragged for across the whole world. You lied that there are walls that exist to justify your racism. You had a clear understanding that you were being racist. You had a clear understanding and you acknowledged you didn't talk to me, saying there are walls in the house so you couldn't talk to me, even though you're just racist because there are black people in the Freemasons. Ask Joe Scarborough. I don't nothing to do with the Freemasons, but no, it's just to illustrate there were no walls in the house. These shitholes are racist. Right? You had a clear understanding you were buying counterfeit stock. You had a clear understanding it was valueless. You had a clear understanding I did not issue that stock. You had a clear understanding. You understood you had an understanding. As of right now, everybody that bought that stock, you're bankrupting that money. May not be completely bankrupt, but you are bankrupting that money. As they told you today to go back to Wall Street to return it because that's who, you know, criminally issued that fraud stock. What they did was criminal. They issued counterfeit stocks at the behest of a word of a killer racist that was lynching me. Of a killer racist that was torturing me. Of a killer racist that planted Klan and placed sand loud this nigger and hang this nigger. He told Wall Street to make up counterfeit stock and they had not talked to me. They kept trying to frame me and do all manner of evil against me instead of talking to me. They didn't bother to. They tried to humiliate me and embarrass me and take everything from me. Calling me a nigger, said I had no business with money like that, despite the Lord Jesus giving my technology to me. Money earned fair and square. Didn't harm anybody, frame anybody, lynch anybody, harm anybody, kill anybody. Does that make sense? Right? No, that's for it. Didn't go bomb people in the Middle East. Didn't frame anybody. Didn't steal from anybody. Didn't do racism against anybody. Didn't lynch and torture anybody. Did none of that. Completely earned fair and square by the Holy Spirit. Right? Through Christ Jesus. All you faggots knew, you bought counterfeit stock. And right now you are bankrupt. Let's see you get your delusional asses on TV and say Neville or Apple again, as they told you better go return it back to Wall Street. They told you to take it back to the counterfeiters. Right? My money is 100% intact. Right? She busts that little faggot out, right? No, but this is recorded, so she can't twist anything. Right? You have a clear understanding. You were buying counterfeits. You kept buying them. You had a clear understanding to line Halls and Walls being cruel and wicked and racism, but you kept buying them of all different colors, participating in that evil. You had a clear understanding you were buying counterfeit stock. You had a clear understanding what you bought is counterfeit. You knew it was not real, it's counterfeit. Right? You had a clear understanding. What's up? So, by your own hands, you're bankrupt, right? I am not giving you money for counterfeit stuff I did not issue. As you tortured me, humiliate me, embarrassed me, and tried to frame me, I didn't harm anybody. Does that make sense right now? Of no race, age, shade, or color. Oh, let me see. I didn't frame anybody, lynch anybody. Does that make sense right now? Didn't kill anybody. Didn't do any evil against anybody. Didn't go over there and start, beheading, decapitating children, burning them alive. Does that make sense right now? That's for Lord. I didn't go shoot bombs at Israeli people despite Biden murdered over 1,200 Israeli people. I did none of that stuff. But right now, that's for the Lord. But you tried to, desecrate me, kill me, frame me, and do all manner of evil war acts against me. I did none of that stuff. It was earned fair and square the right way. In front of the whole world, a stream was going. Even though I was sleeping in the back of a car homeless, as you kept trying to steal from me, everybody saw the stuff, everything earned fair and square, right? What's up? Clearly, your counterfeit stock is worthless. Some of you just went bankrupt. You better go talk to Wall Street. You better go do it fast. Warren Buffett had understanding. He dumped the shit out. He sent on $300 billion because other fools bought counterfeit stock and gave him all their real money for counterfeit stock. He's very clever. Better go get some of your money back from Warren Buffett. I'm at 100%. I remain at 100% because look at all the ways the United States tried to lynch me, torture me, humiliate me, embarrass me, frame me. All right, nobody was trying to kill me. He tried to put me on the street, do all men are evil against me. Look at all the horrible ways the United States treated me. And they kept saying, walls and halls with acknowledgement. They did not talk to me, which means that, okay, I did not agree to, ship that counterfeit stuff. This counterfeit is worthless. I'm not giving you a penny out of my 100%. Now it's time for you to go start knocking on Warren Buffett's door because you just paid him $300 billion for that counterfeit shit. And you better go talk to Wall Street because as of right now, there are a lot of people across the United States that are bankrupt. And that's unfortunate. It's your problem. Right? As I was homeless, you said it was my problem. Halls and walls, you said it was my problem. I had no place of my own, you said it was my problem. I slept outside in the car, you said it was my problem. As these racists tried to frame me and they closed, tried playing a clan, you said it was my problem. Right? What's up? Right now, there are people who talk about Apple and Ovidia, these clown-ass racists with that counterfeit. Okay, it's counterfeit. What's up? It don't say Ripple, it's counterfeit. As you got told to take it back to Wall Street, my 100% is intact. I'm not paying for your counterfeiting. I'm not paying your counterfeiting. You damn clowns have lost your mind. No. As of right now, there are a lot of racists across the United States and a lot of assholes like Roland Marty and T.D. Jakes, no bumming them, that are bankrupt. There are a lot of shitholes that put everything they had down. You're bankrupt. You better go to Wall Street. You better cry to them. People didn't care when I cried outside in the rain because the racists would not stop lynching me. I wound up going to Mexico down there. And the Lord opened up a door for me here. It's not my problem. I had to live through those 2 years of torture and torment, live through them drying up my work, had to live through them making me homeless, and they kept buying the stock saying halls and walls, black, white, different people with different colors, Hispanic, people of different colors kept saying walls and halls, being cruel and vicious, thinking that the shoe would not be on the other foot, okay, all right, you bought counterfeit stock, it's worthless, you're bankrupt, the shoe is on the other foot. My money's at 100%, it's going to stay at 100%, because clearly, by acknowledgement with halls and walls in line that you didn't have to talk to me, you acknowledge that my 100% is intact, and I didn't agree to you buying counterfeits. You made up counterfeits, your arrogance, your racism anyway, and it's completely worthless. As of right now, it's so many people that are bankrupt, and that's a shame, and it's not my problem. You have a full understanding of you buying counterfeit stock. Let's see you wiggle your asses out of that. My 100% is staying intact. I'm not giving you United States any money, nor am I taking a reduction from my own money. Your greedy mad ass has made up counterfeit stock. You trusted the word of racists being able to destroy my life and frame me. You trusted the word of racists promising they would destroy me and frame me and allow me. You trusted in them so much to destroy me. You put down your real money, hoping for my destruction so you could profit from it. And you couldn't. And you're bankrupt. And your counterfeit stock is worth zero. Warren Buffett understood that he dumped and he got the fuck rid of it, right? He said, no problem. $300 billion that you paid him. That was take from me that you paid him. Thinking you could buy counterfeit stock. You assholes are fried. I'm not helping you. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the United States on U.S. jurisdiction or U.S. territory. I'm not giving you nothing out of my 100%. No. You kept saying walls and halls. You had a full understanding. Nobody had talked to me. So you in fact understood you have counterfeit stock, right? You just lost all your money from that counterfeit stock. Thank you guys so much.